From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey there, Fergie, get a load of Bill I Am. I'm Bill Curtis, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much. Great to be back here at our home base. We have so much fun for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to Kristen Chenoweth. She's awesome. She's famous for being a star on Broadway in Wicked, among others, a TV star pushing daisies, and The West Wing, and for being just 4 feet, 11 inches tall.
Wow.
So finally, somebody I can both admire and look down on. We don't care how tall you are, as long as you can reach your phone. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah Birchfield from Long Beach, California.
Oh, from Long Beach. I once lived in Long Beach. Now, what do you do there?
I'm a marriage and family therapist.
Oh, you are?
I am.
And how's that going?
Good.
Good. Let me ask you quick. It's a little late for me. Is there a single secret to saving a troubled marriage?
How often do you openly laugh at your client's problems, Sarah?
Sarah, let me introduce you to our panel. First up, it's the host of the public radio variety show Live Wire. That'll be at the Neptune Theater in Seattle on September 10th. It's Luke Burbank.
Hey, Sarah.
Next, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, whose new book is called Approval Junkie, it's Faith Saley.
Hi, Sarah.
And a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, it's Adam Felber with us today.
Hi there, Sarah. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Sarah, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Bill? This time, Bill Curtis is going to recreate three quotations in the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain two of them. Do that, you will win our prize. The voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle on your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Then let's. Here is your first quote.
Looking forward to moderating the NBC News Forum. Hope you'll tune in.
That was somebody tweeting about moderating a presidential town hall event this week. He hasn't tweeted since. Who was it?
Matt Lauer.
Yes, Matt Lauer. After the big Commander-in-Chief Forum on Wednesday night, the instant media and internet consensus was that history had been made. For the first time in this campaign, Donald Trump took the stage and was not the biggest idiot on it. It was also the first time both candidates appeared at the same event, although not at the same time. First, Hillary, and then after a break, it was Donald. This led to speculation that Donald Trump is really Hillary Clinton in a clown suit. Matt Lauer spent a third of his half hour with Clinton asking her about her emails. You know, questions about which font she used. And Mrs. Clinton, this is true, was criticized by the head of the RNC for not smiling while responding to this.
She's so much prettier when she smiles.
It's true.
Hey, man, it's free. Just smile, little lady. Yeah. Was that like Rance Priebus's fault?
Sort of.
I feel kind of bad for Matt Lauer, to be honest with you, because Donald Trump is not playing the same sport that everybody else is playing.
That's true.
Like Matt Lauer is like the pitcher in a softball game, and he's like throwing the ball towards Trump, and Trump picks up a cantaloupe and throws it at a Toyota Prius.
Yeah.
Like, right. And then goes, I win. Like, he's not on the same page as everybody. So how are you supposed to pin somebody down who does not live in the same reality as everybody else?
Lauer got a lot of grief. Trying to get a straight answer from Trump, it's like trying to get a sip of water from a flamethrower.
Yeah. You know, but to me, the whole thing, though, was kind of like a case study in the subtle ways that sexism operates, except it was incredibly not subtle. You know, for some reason, Hillary Clinton comes out there.
Yeah.
And Matt Lauer turns into Ralph Cramden. He's like, I'm going to ask you some questions, but none of you yapping. Don't start yapping at me because we're running out of time here, Hillary.
Lauer, among other things, tried to pin Trump down on his supposed plan to defeat ISIS. Trump has said that he, and he's been saying this for months, that he has a secret plan to defeat ISIS, but he won't say it because he doesn't want ISIS to find out. And he's also said that...
Because it's changing the locks is the entire plan.
Pretty much.
And changing the nuclear codes to password one.
Yes.
Right?
All right, Sarah, here is your next quote. And this next quote, I should stress, is from a respected world leader.
You son of a whore.
That was an actual quote from the president of the Philippines. He was speaking, at least directing the comment, at another leader who was visiting Asia this last week. Who was that?
Obama.
Yes, indeed, President Obama. President Obama's 11th trip to Asia this week did not start well. There was this strange dispute with Chinese officials about his arrival, and that prevented the usual big formal staircase they roll up to Air Force One from being used. So for the first time, the president visiting a foreign country in front of the cameras had to exit a plane by pulling the emergency hatch and sliding down the chute.
Which was fun.
Oh, it's great. He's doing it this
well,
time
from now
on. He took
off his heels beforehand.
Absolutely. And then the thing with the Philippine president happened. They had scheduled a formal meeting between the two presidents, but the new president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, said that if at that meeting Obama dared to criticize him, he would curse at the, quote, son of a whore. Now, Obama should have been flattered because Duterte had said the same thing about Pope Francis. He called the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines a, quote, gay son of a whore, which is both a terrible insult and a great idea for an Amazon original series.
Yes.
He apologized later when Obama canceled the meeting.
I loved his apology.
What was his apology?
I believe his apology was along the lines of, like, I hope he didn't take that son of a whore thing personally.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, here's your last quote.
It really comes down to one word, courage.
That was a company explaining that, yes, it was courage. Courage! That made them ruin the new model of their best-selling product. They did this at a big announcement on Wednesday. What's the company?
iPhone Apple.
Yes, it's Apple, of course, who did this. They had their big Apple, you know, event on Wednesday. This week, the big news that they announced in front of the world was that they took away the headphone jack from the iPhone 7, the next iPhone. Because, as you heard, it takes courage to make sure that every single set of headphones that everybody owns is now completely useless. Hear that? Emergency first responders and firemen. Sure, you rush into a burning building to save whole families, but would you have the courage to remove a really useful feature from a phone? Yes.
Have extremely small ear holes. And
stop
nothing,
bragging.
I know.
Wow.
And nothing ever fits in them. Ever. I cannot. This is wrong. This is not right. This is like, what do they call that plus size women's store? It's like called the Forgotten Woman. I have the forgotten ear holes. Nobody ever makes things for my ear holes. What am I supposed to do?
Also,
Tim Cook.
How many different things have you been trying to jam in your ear?
Yeah. Well, I have clearly a carrot doesn't work.
I have never met an earbud that will fit in there.
Huh.
This is like the beginning of a letter to Macworld Forum.
Yes. Dear Macworld, I am semi-reptilian and your earbuds do not fit in my ear slits. As a young sleestack on Earth, I wonder what I might do to accommodate my horrifying ear slits.
Also,
yes.
I have a hard enough time keeping track of the iPhone earbuds that I currently have, which have the whole, you know,
wire
happening. I looked at a picture of these new ones online and I lost them.
Bill, how did Sarah do in our quiz?
Okay. She gave us good therapy and got all right.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Thanks so much for playing.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?